So I'm going to read the kasha. So the kasha, we're continuing the Rashi's, the Rashi, the Rashbas, and the Ritva's kasha on Rashi's way of learning the Abaya of Bayada, the outstretched hand. Okay. So I think what let's start do is I'm going to read the gear of the questions in the Ritva, because I think it's straight. He lays it out. So less complicated lasha. Okay, but I think they're the same kashas. I mean, the question may be subtle differences, but pretty much they're on the same track here. So again, so we're in the Ritva. So the Ritva is the Ritva says like this: this kasha on Rashi's pshita. And Rashi is again Rashi's saying pshita that the outstretched hand doesn't have a din of the rishus of the body, so that you'd be chayiv for putting it into that outstretched the other rishus, be chayiv for putting it into that hand. Okay. Fine. So he says, the hapshita, the kivon shelo hotzi me'rishos l'rishos, since the guy, again, it's let's say the ani's hand is stretched into the rishos, the ani's rishos rabbin's hand is stretched into the rishos ha'achid, and the balabayis puts the object into this outstretched hand, which is considered to be like part of the rishos of the gof, which is rishos ha'achid, rishos rabbin. So what he's saying is, he's not chayev. He says, of course the ashir isn't going to be chayev. Because everything that he's doing, kol my David, b'rishus adin avshay, everything he's doing is in his own rishus. He's not even crossing the plane. He's not putting it across the border. It's totally, the ani's hand is outstretched into the house, and he's just putting it in his house. So he's not even bringing the object across into the rishus ha'achid. Okay, even though maybe conceptually all very nice, but he's not bringing it into the rishos ha'achid. Okay, he's doing everything in his rishos. So leko l'chiyuvah mishum hotzav lo mishum achnosah. So of course he can't be mechayef him. Okay, which is good the way we're reading Rashi. It's leko l'chiyuvah means it's not saying that it's not the other rishos. It's just that his action, he's not, since like functionally he's not really bringing it into the other rishos. It's just like he's just doing an action of putting it down in his own rishos. So he's not really changing the physical location of the object, even though conceptually it is. But that we said according to Rashi is the halacha. That's what you're learning out here. But the Ritva saying is pshita. Of course not. How could you imagine such a thing? The other girsa is to elaborate on it because of the other thing we're talking about. But I don't know. This girsa I have here doesn't elaborate much. Okay, but I think the other girsa had a little more elaborate. But the point is that how could it be in Rishus HaRabim? Even though it's in Rishus Yachid, it's going to have a din Rishus Rabin. That's what they argue, because Rishus Rabin, even above 10, doesn't have a din Rishus Rabin. So you can't say, you see that Rishus Rabin needs a function. So if I put it in the guy's hand, it can't be that you're Mechayah for that. Okay? It's going to chayah like as if I put it in Rishus Rabin. Okay? So that's for his Pshita. He says, you don't need to teach me that. And he says, the haboi abaye. Yado shel adam, ahu shetas akama. So the abaya, ibaya is. So the hadibaya, abaya, yado shel adam, ahu shetas akama is. So the ibaya was, when the guy has the outstretched hand across the border, could he bring it back to himself? Okay, it's in pashut that if the other guy puts it into his hand, the other guy is in chayef. But the question is, do you say his hand becomes kama such he's not allowed to bring it back to himself? So he says, so Mayri, so that means that his hand will become a karmelis vis-a-vis himself, that he's not allowed to bring it back to himself. But the fact that it's telling you that it's not considered like the rishus of the guf was pshita rabaye, was vis-a-vis his friend. Okay, so that's the end of his kasha. In other words, the thing is the Ibaya, the Pshita and the Ibaya are in different topics. They're not parallel. Saying Pashut that vis-a-vis the other guy, if the other guy puts it into the outstretched hand, you don't say that it's part of his guf. The question is, but what about vis-a-vis this guy? Is he allowed to midrabban and bring it back? He's saying it's not parallel. Okay, there's a lack of a parallelism here. And that's his kasha. That's the second kasha. I think it's our job to explain the conceptual progression. Conceptual progression according to Rashi. Which I think we did explain, because we said that what it's trying to show you is that pshita that really, we said, really the reality is that the hand is part of the rishus of the body. Right? Conceptually, if you identify the location of the hand, it's really part of the body. Okay? And therefore, you'd never imagine that your hand's going to be a karmelis, intrinsically, because your hand's, right, per se, it's really part of the rishus of the body, which is rishus of rabim, and that's it. Okay? But, when you put it outside, so the other guy, if the other guy puts an object into it, even though technically he's putting it into the rishus of rabim, you see from the Mishnah that he's not chayev because he's not really giving the object a new function. He's changing the location, the conceptual location, but he's not giving it the function of Rishus HaRabim, because it's still, the object is still sitting in the Rishus HaYachid. So it's like a Rishus HaRabim, conceptually, but it doesn't have, since it doesn't have the function of the Rishus HaRabim, halachically, in terms of the other guy's Chiyav, it's going to lack the property of the Rishus HaRabim. It's going to lack the property of the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so it's Rishus HaRabim without the property of Rishus HaRabim, and namely of Chiyav, when a guy puts it there from Rishus HaYachid. Okay, that was important. That case shows you that it's a Rishus HaRabim lacking the din Rishus HaRabim, the function of Rishus HaRabim, the halachic function of Rishus HaRabim. So then the Gemara says, oh, that's Pshita from the Mishnah. That you see from the Mishnah. Now it is Pshita. It's not saying it's not Pshita. That's not his point. He's not trying to say it's a Chiddush, but that's a setup. It's a setup. So that's his first kasha. So of course it is Pshita. But the reason why he's bringing it in, because that's the setup. You couldn't just ask the Ibaya, because without the Ibaya it wouldn't make sense. Is it karmless? So why should it be karmless? The only reason you'd imagine it would be karmless is because the hand is a Rishus HaRabim, which doesn't have the function of a Rishus HaRabim because of the Pshita part. Okay, that's the illustration that it doesn't have the function of a Rishus HaRabim. Now therefore, conceptually, do you say now it's like a karmless, because it's a Rishus HaRabim without the function of a Rishus HaRabim? So that's right. That's the idea of it. That's why it's a little like a karmelis. So it follows, even though one's vis-a-vis the other guy and one's vis-a-vis this guy, it doesn't matter. It's conceptually, though, that's the case which illustrates the situation here. You know what I mean? Right. So the fact that it doesn't practically line up, okay, but this is a conceptual Gemara. I mean, you have to learn on a conceptual level, and I mean, maybe it would be smoother if it lined up in practical cases, but I mean, it's on the conception. I mean, the holy question and the holy bayah, the whole thing here is going on the conceptual level. On the conceptual level, it's very smooth. But let's say you ask Akasha, is why are you switching guys? Okay, this is just to illustrate the answer here. But why are you switching guys? Why not just stick to the same guy? Stick to the guy himself, the hand guy. Say, pshita, that if you bring it back to yourself, right, if you bring it back to yourself, you're not chayav. Right, because that's the case in the Mishnah. If you bring it back to yourself, you're not chayav. Right? Mm-hmm. Because I guess it was always in the Rishos. You're not really changing the Rishos. They say you're not chayav. Question is, but is it mutter to bring back to yourself? Right, that would have been the parallel, I guess, according to their kasha. Stick within the same guy. Pshita that the guy is not chayav for bringing his hand back to himself, but is it usur because of karmelis? Like, why couldn't it do that? No, that's, I guess, what they would have wanted. Stick within the same guy. Why switch to the other guy? Stick to this guy. Pshita that if he brings it back to himself, he's not chayav, which is even the Mishnah. But the Ibaya is it usur? Also, this is then karmelis, the knas. Right? So why didn't it do that? Exactly. They're saying, right, is that has nothing to do with it. Because the whole thing is trying to illustrate is that the hand is Rishus HaRabim, which lacks the full function of the full din of Rishus HaRabim. And that's illustrated by the Ashir putting it into his hand. He's not Chayev, like he should have been if it really were Rishus HaRabim. But to say that if he brings it back to himself, that he's not his Pater, that's not, on the contrary, that illustrates that the hand is part of the guf. The hand is part of the guf, and he's not really accomplishing anything. He's just, that's why it's pater. There's no, that's something that's showing it is part of the rishus of the guf. It's not showing that it's not part of the rishus of the guf. So there's nothing to do with that. That wouldn't have helped at all. Right? It's, okay? Now, what about the other way? Okay? Here's another way. Is that, why don't you say that pshita, that the other guy puts it into your hand, he's pater, right? But is it usur for the other guy to put it into your hand, and it will have a din of a karmelis? Whereas why is this saying it's a din of a karmelis for you to bring it back? Why don't you say it's pshita that the other guy is pater, but is it usur? Well, first of all, it is Aser. It is Aser from the Mishnah. But the answer is because that's not because of Din Karmelis. That's just because that's like the beginning of Hotzah. Right? Because the other guy's putting it in your hand, that's the beginning of Hotzah. You know what I mean? Like, by you, it's not the beginning of Hotzah because you're just putting your hand out and putting it back in. There's no Hotzah going, you know? There you're not starting the Hotzah process. But the other guy can't put it in your outstretched hand because of the process of Hotzah. You know, or take it from your hand because this is the Hotzah going on. So therefore that, the other guy isn't going to help either. I'm not saying that the Isser for the other guy isn't going to help. The Isser has to be for you. That's what the Karmelis would be. There's no reason why it would be also for you to bring it back to yourself in terms of Rishos, because it's really not even changing Rishos. Right? But it would be also only because of this Din Karmelis. And the only case which the Potter shows you, the only Chiddush of Potter is the other way. That the other guy is Potter because it's Rishos Aram, which doesn't have the Din Rishos Aram. So it couldn't have been parallel. So it basically works out. I mean, either way, it had to be split cases. And that's how it turns out. Right? And the Pshita, again, is even if it were, whatever their kasha is, that is so Pshita, that's not the point. The point is not, Abaye's point isn't to come and teach me this is a halacha. You learn out this halacha from the Mishnah, which I would have never, ever known if not. It's not his point. I mean, he's trying to lay out the premise upon which his Yibaya rests. You know what I mean? So you may have known it otherwise. I mean, you could still say, I mean, the way it's presented is like from the Mishnah. And then they're saying is, yeah, but you know it anyways, because it's crazy to imagine, all, you know? So I mean, it's a little bit of a kasha. You know what I mean? They'll say, it sounds from the Gemara that this is where we learn it out from this Mishnah, as if there would have been a real Avmina. You know what I mean? But I mean, Rashi will say that's not the point. They're just, it's, we're learning this Mishnah, and we're saying it's from this Mishnah, it's Pshita, this is the halacha, this is the fact. I don't have to bring in any other factors. I don't have to bring in Lamayla Miyud. From the Mishnah, this is the bottom. This is the way you see the halacha. From the eight cases, you see this halacha. Now, the question is, based upon the concept revealed by the cases in our Mishnah, I'm asking it conceptually by you about whether they'll make it a kamalas. Okay, so that's Rashi. Okay, it's good. It's very nice. I think maybe we'll be able to appreciate their kashas a little better after we see what their pshat is, you know, like what the alternative pshat is. But I don't think these are like knockout kashas, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's a kind of kashas like, you have to pshat them, this is smoother. Like, I don't think they're asking them as like knockout kashas. Like they say, it's like the low in a mechuba, right? In a mechuba. It's not like the tema or anything, you know, in a mechuba is, it's not smooth, it's not clear, it's not, there's problems, issues. You know, and they like the other girsa, and it's a question of the girsa, so they like the other girsa about it. So for Rabbeinu Chananel, so now we're moving to the other way to go. Okay? So Rabbeinu Chananel Gars Ipcha. And again, it's a Girsa question, because the question is from the Ani and the Ashir, the Mishnah, you have two cases, Ani and Ashir. And the question is, which case do you learn out? The Ani, they hand the Babai, they hand the Ani, which case do you learn out that it's not Yishas Yehu, which case do you learn out that it's not Yishas Rab? So his Girsa is the opposite. He says, Kirshus Hai Rabim Lo Damya Miyadoshuval Debalabayas. Okay, let's just remember. Let's do the gears, okay? So according to the Rashi's way, which one was from which? The fact that the outstretched hand is not like a Rishus HaRabin, so that's talking about the Ani's hand, right? The Ani's hand. But he has the other way. See, very good. Okay, the Rabin's gears is the other way. Rishus HaRabin Lodamiyam Yad Dabal HaBayis. So that's the Dabal HaBayis' hand into the Rishus HaRabim. So that's a different pshat. That can't be Rashi. So that Gersa right away is a Gersa. It comes down to the Gersas. Okay? And Kshi Yachid lo dami yod adani. So now he's going to have to explain, because what's Rashi, this has nothing to do with Rashi's way of learning. Okay. So Kilomer. Okay, so now he explains. Pshita li di yado basar gufo greira kid de amrina. So pasha to me that the hand is considered like drawn after the body. Okay, bein apshut loshos harabim, bein apshut loshos yachid. Okay, ul olam ina b'teila legabe harashos shapshut hasham. And you never say that the hand is like a bottle to the airspace. You know, in other words, pshita that definitely there is shaychas to the rishos of the guf. Okay. Stop there. Right? So you're saying, so the reason why, the way you get it from the Mishnah is because you're saying, in the case of the Mishnah, so if the Ani has his hand outstretched, well, let's take the Baal Bayis. Baal Bayis has his hand outstretched into the Rishus HaRabim. So, right? So the ani is allowed, is not allowed to put it into the hand of the Baal Bayis. So why not? If it were pshat that the hand is totally just part of the Rishus Ravim, so then why can't the ani put it into there? Elamai must be because the hand is still shayach to the body. And since the hand is shayach to the body, so now when you put it in the hand, it's like partaking of the other Rishus somehow, in some form or other. Right? But if it were 100% a part of the Rishus HaRabim, it should be mutter. Right? It should be mutter. I'll say, but I'll ask you a question. Maybe the reason why it's Aser, really I'll tell you 100%. But maybe the reason it's Aser is because it's like Haskalah Sotzah. Different reason, you know? That's Haskalah Sotzah. But the point is you can't say Haskalah. The only way you can say it's Haskalah Sotzah is if you say that the hand is Shayach to the Guf. And therefore you'll say is that it's on its way back, he's going to bring it back somehow. But if you're going to tell me that the hand would be buttled to the Rishus which it's in, 100%, like it's not even in that Rishus, that like it's just like a free, just an object in Rishus HaRabim, then you can't say it's Chalas Sotzah, it's nothing. It's basically just the hand, or just an object in Rishus HaRabim. But the reason why it's Aser, the only way you can even say it's Chalas Sotzah, is if you're going to tell me that the hand is really still attached and still has its Sirah to the Guf somehow. Right? So that's what he's saying is Pasha. So it's Pasha that the hand, the outstretched hand, has some shaykhus to the guf. You don't say it's 100% removed from the guf. Okay? You don't say it's 100% removed from the guf because you see it's asr for the other guy to put into that outstretched hand. So it must be it has some shaykhus to the guf. Okay? So loosely. I mean, right? Okay. Yeah. So what he's saying is, it's not bottled to the Rishas. You say it's the other Basa Grufa, but he says it's not bottled to that other Rishas. Okay? But we'll see. You'll see why I'm saying it that way. Elohami Baili. Imhotzi'uha Malaya Peros. If he puts stretches his hand out, fall with the hand Peros in it. Imi Kirishus La'atzma Vitaheke Karmelis. Do you say that now it's like its own Rishas? It's not, right? It's like his own rishus, it's like a caramelist, and then he won't be able to bring it back. Or do you say it's 100% a part of his guf? And it'll be mutter to bring it back to himself. Okay? In other words, do you say, right? In other words, definitely it's like his guf, vis-a-vis that the other guy can't put into it. Okay, it's also another guy to put into it. But does it mean it's really, really his guf? 100%? It's like his guf, in which case he could even bring it back to himself? Right? Or do you say, no, it's not his guf that much, it's like a caramelist. So the other guy can't put into it, nor could he bring it back. Right? So I'll ask you, that's what he learns you by. The question is it like a caramelist is it the fact that the other guy can't put into his hand? Is it because it's really part of his guff, 100%, in which case he could bring it back? Or you say, no, it's like a middle ground. So the other guy can't put into his hand because it's like a caramelist. And he can't pull it back either because it's like a caramelist. Okay? It's like a middle, right? Now, so one side, though, is that it's 100% part of his guff, right? But if it's 100% part of his guff, so why isn't the other guy chayev for putting it into his hand? Why isn't the other guy chayev for putting it into his hand? If you're saying that one side, right? The other guy says, oh, no, there's other guy also. The other guy should be chayev. Right? But I think he's going to have to say the same thing we said before. Even if that's in terms of the Rishas, but he's not denying the fact that in terms of the function, like we said in Rashi, in terms of the function, even if you say it's 100% good, but one isn't the Hotzah, the guy, when he puts it in his hand, it doesn't have the function. You're not changing the function of the object. You're not giving the function of the Rishas of the Guf. And therefore, that's still going to be Potter. But it's still 100% part of the guf. In identity, it's 100% part of the guf, and that's why you'd say he could bring it back to himself. You know what I mean? But still, he doesn't mean 100%. You know what I mean? Because that, like he said earlier when he asked on Rashi, is pshito, that you can't say that the other guy's going to be chayev. You know what I mean? What seems to me is interesting. It seems like the Rashba is questioning the status of the hand. I mean, in Rashi, we learned the status of the hand was definitely, in terms of its identity, was really the Rishas of the body. And then the only question is, do they come along with this new din of knas or karmelos? It sounds like the Rashba is saying that's the question. Is the hand 100% part of the guf? Okay, the hand 100% part of the guf, in which case it'll be much different to bring it back. Or maybe no, really the hand is a mix. It's like a karmelos, in which case he won't be able to bring it back. And it sounds like that's the very question within the Rashba. I mean, is that definitely it's somewhat tied to the guf. Somewhat tied to the guf. It's not buttled to the hand. It's not buttled to the rishus that it's in. But is it fully 100% part of the rishus of the guf? Or do you say, no, it's like a middle. It's like a karmelis. It's your rishus la'am hika, rishus la'atzma, but take a karmelis. So the question is, what's his ibaya, though? What's the ibaya according to him? Right, what's the ibaya? Do you say that the hand, I mean, on the simple pshat level, do you say the hand is fully part of the guf? Or do you say, no, it's like karmelis. It's like karmelis. It doesn't seem like this is like, he's making up like I'm a fake karmelis, you know? It seems like a more natural thing. He's just saying, is it, do you say it's a olmos or gufo? Or do you say that, no, it's kirshus latzma, but take a karmelis. In fact, by the way, later he learns like Tosos that it's not a kanas here. He doesn't have kanas here. Yeah. I guess because like you see in kansuha, miyasruha, right? So he has that also. So I mean, he's learning it looks like a regular. I mean, he's quoting Tosos though, but his girsa seems to be he's going with the girsa of not kansuha sruha. So what I'm saying is that it's not pshat that they're just they're making it into a karmelis just. You know, where it isn't really. It sounds like it's a natural thing. He said, that's the question. Do you say that it's really part of the body, or you say no, that it's kikarmelis, and neither guy will be a mutter to put into. The other guy outside can't put it into his hand, and he can't bring his hand back, because it's like karmelis. So here's what I'm thinking. The thing is, similar ideas, I mean, just cast a little bit differently, which is that according to the Rashba, let's just take, we had an idea of the identity, like the conceptual location of the object, and then we had an idea of the hand, and we had the idea of the function. Functional properties of the yad. Right, so, in that framework we were talking about that.
I'll be beating you again.
Okay, so you have the conceptual location of the object, of the hand, and then we have like the function of the hand. Functionally the hand is in the other rishos. Okay? Now according to Rashi, definitely, if you want to define the shem rishus of the yad, you define it based upon the body. Okay. The only question is, in terms of the iser hotzah, the function plays a role. Right. In terms of the iser, the chiyuv for hotzah, the function plays a role. See, according to the Rashba, that is the very question: is do you say that the hand is defined by the rishus of the guf, by so to speak, its conceptual identity? Or do you say no, that the yad is a mixed rishos? It has a din of a karmelis, because the yad is like a split identity in terms of its location. It's the guf. In terms of its function, it's the other rishos. So it is din karmelis. As it means, it's a rishos which partakes of a property of rishos yachad and rishos harabim. Okay. And not like in Rashi. In Rashi, it's because of the halachic, because through the vehicle of the Isser Hotzah. You know, forget that. Rashi is a natural thing. It's that it's a Rishos, which is a mixed Rishos. In conceptual location, it has the property of the Guf. In function, it has the property of the other Rishos. So therefore, maybe you'll argue that halachically, that is a Karmelis. That has a Din of Karmelis, because the Karmelis is basically is a Rishos, which doesn't have either property, which is mixed. So he was saying, maybe he'll say, that's his question, do you say that an object, that do you say that, look, bottom line is the Shem Rishos is defined by the underlying conceptual identity, but do you say, no, is the fact that, that's very nice underlying conceptual identity, but since there is the function, and the function is really the other way, so that will cause the split in the, it will be like, that's what he says, it's Cholekus Rishos La'atzma, V'dei Karmelis. It becomes like its own Rishos. You can't put it as part of the Guf, because the Guf as the function of that rishos, but this thing is lacking that, so it will become the rishos will become a new rishos will become a karmelis, and will have the new karmelis, and therefore neither guy could put the other guy can't put into it because of its relationship to the guf in terms of the conceptual location. He can't put into it. He can't pull it back because of its relationship to its function to the outside. So it's going to be it will come under this or like this darbanon of karmelis. Or do you say no? Is that that Rishus is defined totally by the underlying shame and the underlying conceptual identity? You know, and the only room place where function comes in is in terms of the Iser Hotzah, like within Rashi. You know what I mean? Rashi took it as the Rapasha, that the function doesn't give it a din Rishus. He took it as the Rapasha, function can only be in terms of the Iser, that it will be a poter in the Iser Hotzah. But since it's a poter in the Iser Hotzah, now you have a Rishus HaRabim, which is lacking the halachic properties of Rishus HaRabim, which can't really be a karmelis, but a knas could artificially give it a din of a karmelis, like a halachic karmelis. But again, according to the Rashba, that is the very question. Maybe you don't have to go through the halachic din. It could be that because of a rishus which conceptually is identified with one rishus, but functionally is identified with the other rishus, maybe you'll say that is a din of karmelis, legitimately. Not the Torah's a super artificial knas. Legitimate din of karmelis. Or do you say no, that in terms of rishus, we just go by underlying din rishus, and the function only comes in to be a poter in the Isser Hotzah. That's the only place the function comes in. That's a question according to Rashba. The Sa'i that says Basar Gufo, within the Rashba, the Sa'i that says Lolan Basar Gufo is like this, the way Rashi interprets the Din Rishus. It just doesn't have the Ibaya. And within that Sa'i, Rashi said that's the very question of Karmelis, within assuming that. But the Rashba doesn't have to go to this Kanasti because he learns there's another side. Within the Rishim Rishus itself, that's not so fast. Maybe the thing itself is a din of a Karmelis because of the function. Maybe the function doesn't just play a role vis-a-vis the Isra Otzah. That's the Abaye's very question. Abaye's very question, the actual question is, could you have a din Karmelis based upon the function? Does the function make its way into... From the Mishnah you see that the function is something. Because you see definitely that that because of the function... No, I'm sorry. I mean, it's true. From the Mishnah you see the function is something because the other guy isn't going to be chayev. But the other guy isn't going to be chayev. From the Mishnah you definitely see the other guy isn't going to be chayev, so the function definitely does something. Right? The other guy is a chayev for putting into it. So, but is it because the function really gives it a din of a karmelis? Or no? The function doesn't actually give it a din of a karmelis. It's really a din of the rishus of the guf. The function is just a ma'ak, it's just a pot there for the other guy. And the way it reads in the Gemara, according to the Rashba, let's just take the way it reads in the Gemara and see why it's... He's saying is that it's definitely, you say, Pshita, by from the Mishnah, that the hand has some Sheikhas to the Guf. And there's some Sheikhas to the Guf by the conceptual location of the thing. But, the question is, do you say that it's... I'm sorry, Pshita has some Sheikhas to the Guf vis-a-vis the other guy. Right? Pshita has some Sheikhas to the Guf vis-a-vis the other guy. But is it 100% part of the guf? In which case he could bring it back, or it's not 100% part of it. It's still the same problem though as he had on Rashi. It's switching guys. So just to answer the question, because you may say it's the same problem as he asked on Rashi. The question on Rashi was that the pshita was vis-a-vis the other guy, and now the yibayo is on the guy himself bringing his hand back. So in the Rashba, it sounds like the same thing. It's saying it's pasha for the other, that it's also for the other guy to put it into the outstretched hand. The question is, could you bring your outstretched hand back? So it's switching guys again. So what I'm saying is, you could say that in Rashi, the problem was that it was pshita that the other guy isn't asur mideoraisa, is pater mideoraisa. But the ibaya is, what about this guy midorabana? It's like two changes. You know, I mean, there's no parallelism because you're changing guys and from the rest of the Rabbana. So either, right, either stick with the same guy or stick with the same category, the rest of the Rabbana. But within the Rashba, it's saying pshita that the other guy is asur mid Rabbana, which means that even though it was pshita that like it was in the Rabbana because of the fact that it has a shaykhus to the guf. And therefore the other guy is not allowed, because of a shaykhus to the guf, the other guy is not allowed to put it into there, mid Rabbana. Okay, it's not the Oraisa because either way it's like in the function. Pshita is also the Rabbanon for the other guy. What about for you, for the hand guy, is it also also the Rabbanon for him to pull it back? Okay, so it's parallel, different guys, but it's in terms of the Din Rishus. Unless there's another way to learn the way he's learning the Pshita. I mean, it could be there's another way to learn how he's saying it's Pasha from the Mishnah, because he doesn't spell out how it's a Pasha to the Mishnah. So that could be another way to learn. I'm just want to mention that Ritva learns a little differently. If different, he learns the Gemara, at least the way the Pshita is a little differently. It's you can take a look at it. We didn't really work it out, but it's shy to look at it. If you're doing the thing, look at the Rishba. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. We'll say. I think probably tomorrow we'll move on. And on means so now that you have the Sibaya, so now you have to resolve it, right? They resolve the Ibaya. Okay, but don't worry. The resolution is as hard as the question. It's gonna be one brisa seems to say it's mutter, one brisa seems to say it's aser. So the Gemara is going into this thing of lamata me'asara, lamayla me'asara. Okay, so that's what lamata me'asara, lamayla me'asara. So we have to figure out. Rashi is on lamata me'asara, lamayla me'asara, and Tosos. Okay, Rashi and Tosos, lamata me'asara, lamayla me'asara. Okay, and consider that Rashi is with the lamayla me'asara thing about the knas, that other question, which was that it seemed that the Knas applied even, it seemed like we were saying that the Knas would apply even by Shogeg, or like Tosa was saying, is that if it's a Knas within Karmelitz, then it would apply even by Shogeg or Mo'odiyah. But so you'll say, just keep that in mind, that Tosa was claiming that if it was by Shogeg or Mo'odiyah, there should be a Knas. Okay, so you'll see, consider that.